Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on daf Lamed Amud Beis. We are at the two dots on the second wide line of daf Lamed Amud Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have a for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're going to finish off the discussion about who's supposed to be sitting at a Din Torah and who's supposed to be standing at a Din Torah with one final Maisa, and then the Gemara is going to get into the issue of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that the Torah tells us Midvar Sheker Tirchak, what kind of behavior does that include? And the Gemara assumes that does not include telling an outright lie. Telling an outright lie is worse than Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Midvar Sheker Tirchak implies something that is other dishonest behavior. So we're going to have 13 examples in the Gemara of Midvar Sheker Tirchak that all are not about telling an outright lie. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, we had said in our Mishnah that a person is only chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus if they are ru'uyin lahayid. Who does that come to exclude? We're going to have two possibilities. Then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas that we had in our Mishnah, whether or not someone who is nishba mipiatzmo, who takes the shvur on his own, without someone being mashbia him, whether he's chayiv even outside of Beis Din. We had a machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah, whether that's only chayiv in Beis Din or even outside of Beis Din. So we're going to suggest that machlokas is a much broader machlokas in the Midah Shatar and Drashas Ben. When we learn something from Gzer Shavah, do we say don mina umina, or don mina v'uki ba'asra? Don mina umina would mean you learn A from B and therefore apply all of the details of B to halacha A, or no, maybe don mina v'uki ba'asra, you learn A from B, but then you apply the details as far as A would be concerned, not as far as B would be concerned. Then the Gemara is going to have the Gemara is going to have different rules of when Shavuos Ha'edus is chayiv as far as shogeg and mezid. What is he chayiv only if he's b'mezid, not b'shogeg? What's called the shogeg in this regard? What's called the mezid in this regard? And then the Mishnah at the very end of the daf is going to have rules of when you're chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus and when you can be chayiv for multiple Shavuos Ha'edus for the same testimony. You swear five times, so when do we say that you're going to be chayiv five times? When do we say you're going to be chayiv only once for the Shavuos Ha'edus? So let's begin again at the two dots, second line, second wide line, daf lamed amud beis. Rav Yemer havi yadale sadusa lemarzutra. Rav Yemer knew with testimony that he could testify on behalf of Marzutra. So also the kameda amemar, they went to amemar's beis din. So here's Rav Yemer testifying on behalf of Marzutra in amemar's beis din. Osvinu lukulhu, and amemar had everyone sit. He had all the edim sit. Amli Ravashi la amemar. So Ravashi said to amemar, how could you run a beis din this way? The whole question of whether they sit, whether they stand, that's as far as the Bali Din are concerned. But we said that everybody agrees the Edim have to stand. The Edim for sure require Amida. So how can you allow Rav Yemar to sit if he's an Eid? He has to say his Eidus. Amalei Hayasei v'hayasei. The mitzvah of having the Edim stand is a mitzvah sasei. V'amdu shnei anashim. The idea of kavanat Torah is also a mitzvah sasei. So something's got to give. Asei de kavanat Torah adif. The asei of kavanat Torah is considered to be the more valuable asei. When there's a conflict between two mitzvah sasei, the asei of kavanat Torah is the one that's going to be the more valuable asei. Asks Tosfos, yeah, if kavanat Torah is the more valuable asei, what would you say about Kavod HaMelech? So Tosfos says it would seem that Kavod HaMelech is even more strict than Kavod HaTorah, because Gemara Kedushin tells us that a Talmud Chacham the Shemachal al Kavodo, Kavodo Machul, yet a Melech Shemachal al Kavodo, in Sanhedrin as well, Melech Shemachal al Kavodo, ain't Kavodo Machul. A Melech is not able to be Mochal on his Kavod. So, and yet we do find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Shimon ben Shetach made Yanai HaMelech stand. So don't you see that for Kavod HaMelech we're not willing to forego the assay of Amdushne Shnei Anashim, and yet for Kavanah Torah we are. So it says, tells us two answers. Number one, he says, Yeshama Deshaini Dinei Nefashos Techamiri. Maybe Dinei Nefashos is more Chamer. So when it's an issue of Dinei Nefashos, then they have to stand. That there's nothing to discuss. Inami, b'makom she'ein chacha mochlal kvodo, chamir kavod Torah mikavod melech. U'mash yachol limchol mishum de Torah dilehi. Tell us, says, you can't, the assumption we're making is incorrect. You're making an assumption that Kavanah Torah is less important than Kavanah Melech because Talmud Chacham could be mochel on his kavod. No, Adrabah, that shows you the power of Kavanah Torah. That Kavanah Torah is so big that it's completely in the reshus of the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has the ability, it's Torah, the only reason he's allowed to be mochel is because it's his, it completely belongs to him. The Kavanah Melech, it doesn't belong to the Melech. That's why he's not able to be mochel. But if the Talmud Chacham is not mochel, so the Kavanah Torah might be a more powerful force than Kavanah Melech is. So that is the Kasha that Tosfos asks two Terutzim. Other Rishonim have other Terutzim, Tosfos Kasha. But then there's another Kasha that the Achronim ask. Mitzvah Esel in the back of the Gemara Turi Evan ask the following Kasha. That Chacham that's mochel al Kvodo, like we said, Kvodo mochel. And if and that's the case, the Aseh of Kavanah Torah is not able to be docha another Aseh. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Ksubas, Tav Mem Amud Aleph, talks about a man, Rachman al Tzan, is ma'anes someone, ma'anes a woman. So normally there's a halacha velosia li'isha, that he has to marry her. Part of the punishment is he has to support her for the rest of her life. He has to marry her. He's not allowed to divorce her. So the Gemara in Ksubas says, what if a person is ma'anes, one of the chayave lavin? So normally you'd say, asay docha los asay, that the mitzvah sase of losia li'isha should be docha, the los asay, that it happens to be that she's a chayav lav, that he's not allowed to marry her. So you would think that they're allowed to, because asay docha los asay. The Gemara says, no, the asay is not going to be docha the los asay in that case, because she could be mochel the losia li'isha. She could be mochel the asay. She could say, you don't have to marry me, I'm mochel. So whenever it's nitan the mechila, we're not going to apply asay docha los asay when the asay is nitan the mechila. So we hear, what are we suggesting? That the asay of Kavanah Torah should be docha the asay of the avam dushnei anashim, of the edim standing. But the asay of Kavanah Torah is nitan l'mechila. According to that Gemara in Ksubas, whenever an asay is nitan l'mechila, it doesn't have the power to be docha anything. So how come the asay of Kavanah Torah is adif over here? So Turi Evin says, you see from here that the chacham only has the ability to be mochel kavod, but the chacham does not have the ability to be mochel zilzul. And it's a zilzul for the chacham to have to stand, and therefore that's why this asay is able to be docha the asay of Amdu Shnei Anashim, because this is not about kavod. This is about being mezalzel him in a public forum, and that Chacham is not able to be mochel. That's what the Turi Evan suggests. Min Chaschinuch Mitzvah Reish Lamedalid and the Rashash over here suggest that Asay is docha los Asay. Yeah, that's where we say that if the Asay is nitan l'mechila, it's not going to be powerful enough to be docha a los Asay. But the idea that an Asay is docha another Asay, where it's not being docha a los Asay, maybe over there, maybe like in our case where it's two assays that are going up against each other, maybe even if it's nitan the mechila, will allow one assay to be docha another assay. So those are a couple of the answers that the Achronim suggest to this question. So now the Gemara moves on to the issue of midvar sheker tirchak. So we're going to have 13 examples of midvar sheker tirchak. Tan rabbanan minayin l'dayin shelo yasa sanigron l'dvarav. How do I know that a dayin should not make sanigron? What does that mean? So it's a machlokas rishon. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva suggest that sanigron is a lashon of sanegar, someone who's a protector who tries to help out. Meaning, a person, a dayan, should not try to help out one of the balei din. Sometimes, in the way that he answers the question, or the way that he responds to something, the balei din will be able to understand. Oh, that's the taina I'm supposed to say. That's what will help me. So the dayan shouldn't sort of tip his hand and let the Baal Din and sort of try to help out one of the Baal Din along the way. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel the Ritva said. Rashi and the Meiri say, no, means that a dayan had made his decision, and he really staked a claim that this is the correct halacha, and then he starts realizing that he's probably wrong. So he should not at that point try to save himself the embarrassment of changing his mind and come up with justifications of why his initial reaction was really correct. That's what it means, sanigron lidvarv, to try to protect what he personally had said in the first place. In fact, the problem that others have with Rashi, the Acharon HaMeas, Marsha, raises the question is, that's obvious. Come on, if he knows that he's wrong, so of course he's not supposed to continue a charade where he's going to try to justify an incorrect shita. So difficult to understand why that would be. The Marsha tries to defend Rashi, but difficult to understand. Kesef Mishnah explains that the shitas HaRambam in the 21st parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin, that Sanegar also, it means, Sanigron means is Lashon of Sanegar, but not in the sense that he's helping out the Baldin by telling him what to say, what kind of taina to make, but it means not to be matzdik one of the Baldin just by constantly giving him words of encouragement. That one of the, everything he says, oh, good taina, you know, to always give words of encouragement to one and make the other one feel like 2 cents, where he doesn't give him any encouragement. So that's what it means, Sanigron Lidvar. So anyway, Talmud Omer, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. We know this because the Pasuk says Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Second example, Minayin Ladayin Shalayishiv Talmud Bur Lefanav. You know, one of the roles that the Talmidim would have in the Beis Din is that they would watch, so they would watch and they would learn, but not only learn, they would also question the Rebbe. Mi Talmida Yosem Mikulam, that the Rebbe will learn a lot more when he's challenged by Talmidim who are paying attention and who are bright and who are able to, who are holding in the sugya. So how do I know that a Dayan should not have a Talmud who's a moron sitting in front of him who doesn't know anything? So that way, you know, a Talmud who doesn't know much will just say yes. Whatever the Rebbe says, he'll say yes. That's not the way a Dayan is supposed to act. He doesn't want a Talmud who's going to say yes. He wants a Talmud who's going to challenge him. Talmud Lomar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Because if you really want the MS, you need a Talmud who's going to challenge. Minayin, third example, a Dayan sheyodeh lechaver shu gazlan, v'chein eid sheyodeh bechaver shu gazlan, minayin sheyodeh tzarif imo. How do I know that if you have a Dayan who knows that one of the other Dayanim is a gazlan, or an aid that knows that the other aid is a gazlan, that they shouldn't be mitzdarif with them? Don't sit on the same Beis Din when one of the other Dayanim is a gazlan. Don't join in an edus when another aid is a gazlan. Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. As the pasuk says, midvar sheker tirchak. The achronim are actually bothered. What's the problem with the aid? I understand the dayan, because the dayan, each dayan gets a vote. You know, so if I sit on a Beis Din with the other, with a dayan who's a gazlan, it could be it's going to come out of din meruma. It could be that the halacha is going to come out incorrect because he's going to vote incorrectly, and who knows? Maybe the other guy will make a mistake. Who knows what's going to happen? So that I understand very well. But by an aid, if I know that Reuven owes Shimon $100, so I can't come to Beis Din and testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100 because the other aid doesn't know. And when he says the same thing, he doesn't know. Why is that my problem? I'm going to say what I know to be the truth. And you know what? If Beis Din listens to the other aid, good, that's really the truth. I'm really telling the truth. So what would be the problem? So you see from here is that even if it is the truth, that you have to honor the process. And the process is that it has to be alpi shnayim edim, that it has to be with two edim. And if they award the money to Shimon based on this testimony, it's really alpi ed echad, and that's not proper, even if he in fact does owe him the money. Third example, minayin l'dayin sheyodeh b'din shu meruma shlo yomar hol ve'edim i'idin achad chenu v'yei kolotoli b'tzavar edim. Sometimes, you know, you say, I'm following the rules. The rules are that two edim came and they testified, something smells over here, this doesn't seem right, but two edim came and they testified that this is the halacha and I can't catch them, I don't have anything on them to say that it's not right, even though I know that it's not right. So how do I know a dayin shouldn't say, I'll just follow the rules, and if the edim are lying, that's their problem. No, he has to continue to push and investigate further. Tamal Omer, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Now the Gemara, we have for some reason the siman appears over here. I don't know why we don't have a siman right at the beginning about it. Well, we did have a siman, but why it's not one big siman. But now we continue with more examples of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Example number 5. Minayin the Talmud sheyoshev nei rabba v'ro zuchus lo ani v'chov lo ashir minayin shlo yishtok. That if a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe and he sees some argument to help protect the ani, to help make the ani win, or a chov for the ashir, that he shouldn't be quiet, he should say something. Tamilomer midvar sheker tircha. That's what the pasuk says. Midvar sheker tircha. You might think that the natural inclination is to be intimidated by the Asher. The Asher is a powerful person, and who's this guy? He's a little Talmud. So he's going to speak up, and he's going to cost the Asher. Yeah, that's his job. He has to speak up, even if it's going to cost the Asher. Tosus points out that in Sanhedrin we have the same halacha based on a different pasuk. Lo saguru mipnayish. That the halacha is you shouldn't be afraid of anybody when it comes to din. There's no fearing one party over the other. You know, it doesn't matter how powerful the people are. So Tosus says, yeah, kein darach chashas bekamaduchti. Sometimes we'll quote different pasukim for the same basic limud. He doesn't seem bothered by that kasha that it's the same pasuk for a different limudim. Now it could be that there is a difference. There's a machlokas achronim over here. Is the issue one of intimidation over here? Zuchus la'ani chov la'ashir. Is that dafka? Zuchus la'ani v'chov la'ashir. That's what we learn from Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So rove of the achronim say, now even if we're the opposite, zuchus la'ashir chov la'ani. The point is that if you know something, you got to say something. It doesn't matter whether it's zuchus la'ani v'chov la'ashir. However, there are some achronim that suggest the Taz writes in Siv Zayin of this of the Simen about the halachos of Dayanus. So the Taz writes in this context in Chosh Mishp Simen Tes, the Taz writes that it's dafka in this case. But if it's dafka in where you see that the Rebbe saw zuchus la'asher and achov la'ani, because in a case where the Rebbe saw zuchus la'ani and achov la'asher, and you can reverse it and cost the ani, you're allowed to stay quiet, the Taz says, because to help out the ani, you're allowed to have rachmanis on the ani and let the Rebbe paskin like the Rebbe's going to paskin, and the Talmud could keep quiet, which is a startling shita. The whole sugi over here is about making sure that the process is honored and that everything is done, you know, above board. So, but that's the shita of the Taz. Taz quoting the Maral Miprag that holds that way. Okay, so, case number six. Minayin. The Talmud Sharoas Rabbi Shato Abedin. How do I know if a Talmud sees his Rebbe making a mistake? Shalo Yomar Amtin Lo Ad Shiyigamarenu Vaasterenu Vaavnenu Mishali Kadei Shikra Adin Al Shemi. That he can't say, you know what, let the Rebbe make his mistake, and then after it's over, I'll disprove him, and then I'll rebuild the case the way I see it, and then everyone will know that I'm the one that judged this case, so I'll get all the credit. But if I say something now, the Rebbe's going to correct himself, and then he'll get all the credit. So Talmud Omer Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Don't allow a sheker to continue even for a moment, even if you do plan on correcting it later. Case number seven. Minayin l'talmud shamar lo rabbo yodea atabi shim nosli mea mana eni mevada. Sometimes a person is in a position of authority, so he goes over to a talmud who respects him, and he says, you know that I would never tell a lie, and that whatever I would say, I would never take money, a penny from anybody. This you know about me. You know that I'm an honest person. So it happens to be, mana yesh li etzal ploni. Someone owes me money, for real. Ve'en li alav ela eid echad. Problem is, I only have one aid that says that he owes me money. Minayin shlo yitztarifim. How do I know that the Talmud shouldn't be intimidated by the Rebbe to become a second aide, even though he doesn't know anything? But he can say, no, but I trust my Rebbe. I know he would never tell a lie. No, you're not allowed to say Eidus, Tamalom, or Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Of course, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. You're not allowed to say Eidus. Says the Gemara, Hai Midvar Sheker Tirchak Nafka. Havvadei Shekurika Meshaker. Vrachmanar Malasan Vrecha Echaker. That's not Midvar Sheker. Midvar Sheker Tirchak means stay far away from that which seems like a lie. You know, it's not when you basic blatant false testimony, that's not Midvar Sheker Tirchak. That's much worse than Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Of course you're not allowed to do that. So says Gemara, no, we have to alter the case a little. El Kigon Da'amalei Vadei Chad Sade Isli. I have one witness. I'm not asking you to be a witness. V'ta Ata Kom Hosam V'lo Tem V'lo Midi. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Just stand there. Don't say a word. Just stand there. And the halomafkas mipumech shikra. And you never have to say a word of sheker. Afilu achiyas. You're not even allowed to do that. Mishum shemar midvar sheker tirchak. Now, what value is there in just standing there if he's not going to say anything? Because the other guy will be intimidated. He'll think that you have two edim because you walk into court with two people. So he's going to think you have two edim. He might come. So some of the achronim suggest that he might come to some sort of out of court settlement because he feels like if he's going to lose anyway because there are two edim against him. So that's unfair that. that's gonna cause him such a problem. You know, there's a sefer called Zarashta V'Chakarta, a contemporary Shaila Tshuva sefer, discusses a case: a person is selling his apartment. Right now, he has tenants that live in the apartment, and they pay whatever rent they pay, and he's selling it for $200,000. The tenant offers $160,000. So he wants to know, can he hire people or ask some friends to pretend that they are potential buyers who are, you know, to come take a look at the apartment, who are willing to pay $200,000, and that way will raise the tenant. They're not going to say anything. They're just going to look at the, we came to look at the apartment. And that's all. He's going to let him in, and he's going to look at the apartment. And that way, he'll give the impression that there, that there are people that are interested, and he'll be able to get more money out of the tenants. So he says, that is absolutely awesome. That's midvar sheker tirchak. Aye, but you're not saying anything. They're not saying any dvar sheker. No, it doesn't. You don't have to say. Even if you stand there shoseik, you see from this gemara, you stand there being quietly. He says, and aside from that, it's gnevas das. And aside from that, it's gnevas mamon. Meaning it's everything. But still, it's also a violation of midvar sheker tirchak. Okay. So minayin lenosha b'chaver manash lo yomar atanenu b'masayim kidei sheyodeli b'mana v'yischayev lishua v'agagol of shua b'makam acher. A guy owes me $100, but he also owes me from previous situations. The problem is, I can't be mechayiv him a shvua for all the previous situations that he owes me. So what I'm going to do is, I know he only owes me $100, I'm going to make a taina that he owes me $200. And then he's going to be moda to the truth, he's an honest fellow, so he's going to be moda that he owes me $100. That's going to make him a moda b'miktsas. Memele is going to be chayiv a shvua, and once he's going to be chayiv a shvua, through gilgul shvua, I'll be able to be mashbia him all the other things that he owes me. So how do I know I'm not allowed to do that? Tamalom v'shaker tirchak. You can't make a taina for $200 if it's not a $200 claim, if it's only a $100 claim. Ninth case. Minayin lenoshu b'chaver mana v'tanu masayim shlo yomar achbarenu b'bezin v'od lo chutz b'bezin k'dosho yischayiv lo shvav lo yagal galay shvav makom acher. What about from the other guy's perspective? Someone is coming with a claim of $200. I know that I only owe him $100, but I also know that if I'm moded to those $100, he could be megalgal me any shavua of anything else that I owe him from all of our previous business deals, and that's a lot. So I don't want to be, I don't want to have to take a shavua, because then I'll have to take a gilgul shavua. So I'm going to deny it in Beis Din. I'm going to deny that I owe him anything in this deal in Beis Din, and outside of Beis Din, I'll give him a $100 bill, and I'll take care of what I actually owe him. How do I know you're not allowed to do that? Tam lomar midvar sheker tirchak. Because once again, midvar sheker tirchak. It says Tosos, vim tomar lama yari mi gilgul shavua yos mi shavua zol shatatovo. Why is he, you know, it sounds like he's only going to deny it all in Beis Din because he's afraid of the Gilgal, but he's not afraid of the actual Shavuos Moda B'Miktsas, meaning why do we assume that the fear is only the Gilgal and not the actual Shavuos Moda B'Miktsas? So Tos says, no, we're talking about a case he has $100, but he doesn't have all the money that he'd be chayiv if he had to take the Gilgal Shavuos. So he doesn't want to have to own up to that. He doesn't want to have to face that kind of situation. So there's a Tshuvah space Yaakov, a Dayan, let's say, sees that they're going to paskin a din, and there are three Dayanim, right? And he sees he's about to be outvoted. He sees it's about to be a 2-1 vote, but he's 100% confident that he's correct and the other two Dayanim are incorrect. So can he say Eini Yodea? Because the halacha is, if you have two Dayanim that pass in one way, then the third Dayan says Eini Yodea, well, Sifnul of Od Shnei Dayanim. So they'll bring another two Dayanim onto the basin. The other two Dayanim stumble, will get the truth, or hopefully will realize the truth. So can you do that in order to be Nota the Din? So in the Beis Yaakov, in the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, he suggests that it's usher to do that. It's usher to do such a tachbula, because and his raya is the raya that it's us, the Birka Yosef quotes from Arasugya, Noshu b'chaver manu v'tanu masayim, that you're not allowed to say, I'm going to be kofar in Beis Din, I'll be moda outside of Beis Din, so that I'm not going to be chayiv a shvua, midin moda b'miktsas and be chayiv a gilgul shvua. That's from midvar sheker tirchak. Even though you could reject this raya, because nevertheless the din is emes over here, you see that it's usher for a dayan to be meshaker, to do tachbulos, to get what he, you know, to achieve the result that he wants. He has to be Megalis Das Pe'emes. He has to do, and the Torah has rules of exactly how we decide the din, no matter how confident you are that you're correct. What's interesting is that there's a Tshuva Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Lamed Ches that thinks that it's mutter, that he's allowed to say Ein Yodeh in order to be Mosif Dayanim, in order to arrive at the proper din, which is a very great chiddush, because how can you say the words Ein Yodeh if in fact you are Yodeya? Okay, minayin l'shlosha she'noshin mana be'echad, sh'loye echad baldin, v'shnayim edim k'tir she'yotziv mana v'yachloku. A guy owes money to three people, so maybe the three, and they don't have any edim. So how do I know that three people cannot make up a deal between them, that one of them will sue the guy in court, and the other two will act as the edim? They do know that he owes $100, so they're testifying about something that is true, and that they know to be true. Tamalom midvar sheker tirchak. Now that too is a violation of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Why is that Midvar Sheker Tirchak? It's the absolute truth and they know it. Why can't they testify? So it seems that there is a very big difference between an aid and a baldin. They know it, but they know it as baledin. When you are a baldin, you're puzzled from being an aid. It's only aidim are allowed to testify. Baledin are not allowed to testify. Case number 11. Minayin l'shayim shabaledin echel lovish shmartutin v'echel lovish shitstolos basmei amana shorm lo lovush kumos v'al bishu. One guy comes wearing rags, the other one guy comes wearing an Armani suit. So you tell him, listen, you buy him an Armani suit or you wear rags too. You can't come into Beis Din looking so much better than the other guy. He would say, take off your expensive clothing and then we'll deal with the Din Torah. 12th case. A dayan is not allowed to listen to one side of the case before he hears the other side of the case. Before the other baldin shows up. That when obviously you're going to hear one before the other. If they both talk at the same time, you're not going to hear anything. So you have one guy presenting his case before the other guy even shows up. Can't do that. Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. Why is that midvar sheker tirchak? The other guy will have his chance and he'll be able to tell you his side of the story. Now the assumption is that when a person is telling his case, if he knows that the other party is there, he'll be much more careful in the way he says it. He's less prone to exaggeration, he's less prone to his own color commentary. He's going to tell you, you know, that knowing that the other person who actually knows the truth is there in the courtroom, and also the dayan is able to look at the face of the other guy while he's telling the story. There are little nuances that you could pick up. Minayin lebaldin shalayatim dvar of ledayin kodem sheva baldin chavero. And it's not only nisra on the dayan, it's nisra on the baldin also. Don't start telling your story until the other side comes. Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. Rav Kana would learn both of these dinim from Losisa, that Losisa Losasi from both sides, from the side of the Dayan, from the side of the Balei Din, that one side cannot be presented before the other side shows up. Vashalotov asa betoch amav. Rav Amar zeh haba baharsha'a, that it's lo tov asa ba'amav if someone comes baharsha'a, meaning someone comes, he doesn't come to court himself, he sends an attorney, he sends someone to represent him. As Rashi says, umis aber al riv lo. This guy is fighting a battle that's not his, and maybe there would have been a pshara had the real baldin come, but because you hired a lawyer who's out for blood and is not interested in pshara, so that's just going to cause a lack of shalom. You're not allowed to do that. That's shalom tov asa b'toch amav. Ushmol amar zeh lokech sada sheyesh la'asikin. That no, someone who buys it's talking about someone who buys a field when there are tainas on the field. You want to, before you buy any real estate, make sure that there are no tainas and that you're buying from the honest to goodness owner who doesn't have any liens against the property or anything like that. Tosus points out, Haba Bar Shah, he says it really depends. Hiring a lawyer is not always bad. He says it depends. Sometimes he says, Kishos b'shvil shu ilay mabal tainos shemis aber al riv lo. When he's someone who's a strong man and he's going to be able to present powerful arguments and he's going to be fighting a battle that's not his, that's when it's bad. But if you see that Nebuch, this guy is a wimp, and he's just gonna get pushed around, and he's not gonna know how to say tainas, and he's not gonna, and you're really just doing it to help him out, so then it's a mitzvah kavod. Then so that's why everyone that's ever represented anyone in the Beis Din was doing it for that second reason. They were doing it because they were just doing the mitzvah. They were just trying to help the guy. It wasn't to elongate the process because they're getting paid by the hour and to drive the dayanim crazy and to drive the other guy crazy. It's always mitzvah kavod. So we said you can only the whole idea of Shavuos Ha'edus is only when it's Roy Lehayit, only by people who are able to say testimony. Lafuke Mai, who are we trying to exclude with this? Amrav Papa Lafuke Melech, as opposed to a Melech who's not able to be made. You know, let me mavaz and bring him to Bezin. Ravach Bar Yaakov Amr Lafuke Mesachik Bekuvia. No, we're coming to exclude a Mesachik Bekuvia, someone who's a gambler and is therefore pasul edus. So madya mesach b'kuvya kol shkei melech. If a mesach b'kuvya is not subject to shvuos edus, for sure a melech is not. Madya melech av mesach b'kuvya midaraisa mechzechazi v'rabbanu depaslu. But if you say that it's a melech that's not, it could be that a mesach b'kuvya is subject to shvuos edus, because even though he's pasul, he's only pasul midrabbanu. The din of shvuos edus is a din daraisa. So maybe we're only saying it from a daraisa perspective. There are two reasons that melech is pater from saying Eidos. Rashi explains because we have to be mechabi the melech, like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Chabei, Som tas melech melech shetei a maso alecha. So he can't be mevaz himself to stand in front of a bezin, and an aid has to stand at the shasa Eidos. The Ritva says that it's not kvodah shel melech to come be made in bezin based on like a Talmud Chacham to go and be made in bezin if he's more chashuv than the bezin that he's being made in front of. So the melech is always more chashuv. See, by Talmud Chachamim he's sometimes more chashuv if he's more chashuv than Talmud Chacham. But by a melech, his chashivus is not about his chachma. His chashivus is about his political authority. So he's always more chashuv. So mele, it's always going to be a bizayon for him to stand in front of bezdin, which are by definition katan mimenu. Bifnei bezdin v'shalom bifnei bezdin. So we had said that shvuos ha'edus applies bifnei bezdin and shalom bifnei bezdin. Now it's important to realize the Torah, when it gives an example of shvuos ha'edus, tells us that if someone else is mashbia you in Beis Din, you're chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus. It does not talk about you taking a Shavuot mipi atzmo, nor does it talk about outside of Beis Din. By Shavuos HaPikadon, it's the opposite. The Torah talks about taking the Shavuot mipi atzmo, and it talks about even Shalom b'fnei Beis Din. So we had a machlokas in our Mishnah, when a person takes a Shavuos Ha'edus mipi atzmo, is that only chayiv in Beis Din, or even chayiv outside of Beis Din? So this says more about Michael Mifflin. What are they really arguing? They're arguing about when you learn one thing from another, one halacha from another, do we say the rule of don mino mino apply all of the halachos that you're learning from to the case you're learning to, or no, don't apply all of the halachos, keep some of the halachos from the case that you're learning to. So Meir sar don mino mino mi pikadon ma pikadon mushpim piatz mechayv af edus mushpim piatz mechayv. How do I know shvuos edus is chayv mi piatz ma at all? It doesn't say it in the Torah. I only know that from Shavuos HaPikadon. Oh, so umina, let's apply all of the halachos of Shavuos HaPikadon to Shavuos HaEdus Mipiatzmo. In that, ma pikadon ben bebezin ben shalom bebezin, af edus ben bebezin ben shalom bebezin. So just like a Shavuos HaPikadon applies even outside of Bezdin, so too a Shavuos HaEdus, when it is Mipiatzmo, where I derive it from Pikadon, should be even outside of Bezdin. For Rabbanan Tzavri, the Rabbanan say, no, don minavu ki basra, ma pikadon mushrim piatzmo chai. How do I know that Shavuos Ha'edus is chayiv even when it's mipiatzmo? The Torah never says it. I only know it from pikadon, but v'uki basra. So now that I know mushrim mipiatzmo is chayiv by Shavuos Ha'edus as well, let's now follow the rules of Shavuos Ha'edus. That ma mushrim piacher bebezin in shalom bebezin lo. By Shavuos Ha'edus, when someone else is mashpia you, it's only in bezin. That's what the Torah says. Af mushrim piatzmo bebezin in shalom bebezin lo. So too, when you're mashpia mipiatzmo, which you're going to be chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus as well, it should only be when you're in Beis Din, not when you're outside of Beis Din. So that's what the machlokas is really about. Amru Rav Papa, imi pikadon gamrila rabbanan dekuli amalo pligi dedon mino mina. No, the truth is, if we would really derive it from Shavuos HaPikadon, everyone would say don mino mina, and you should really apply Shavuos HaEdus mipiatzmo bein bebeis din Bein shelo b'fnei Beis Din. Aye, so why do the Rabbanan think it only applies in Beis Din? Elahainu taima de Rabbanan. They don't learn it from Shavuos HaPikadon at all. If they would have learned it from Shavuos HaPikadon, they would apply Shavuos HaEidus mibiatzmo even outside of Beis Din. No, the reason the Rabbanan say it's only in Beis Din is because they do not derive it from Shavuos HaPikadon. The Maisilo b'kal v'chomer, they bring it from an inherent kal v'chomer within Shavuos HaEidus. Ma mipi acherim chayiv mipi atzmo lo kol shekein. Think about Shavuos HaEidus. The example the Torah gives where you chayiv Shavuos HaEidus is where you didn't even take the Shavua. Someone else said mashbiach ani and you said amen. So that's, you didn't even take the Shavua yourself. And even that's enough to be mechayiv you. So kol shekein, if you say it yourself, you're going to be chayiv. So midmaitzla b'kal v'chomer. Now the basic rule of kal v'chomer that everyone agrees to is dayu labamin adin lios kanidon, that you can't learn from the kal v'chomer more than the case that you're learning from. So just like when you're mushpem piacherim, the Torah says you're only chayiv in Beis Din. If we learn from a kal v'chomer that mushpem piatzmo is chayiv, it can only be in Beis Din. Ma mushpem piacherim be Beis Din in shalom Beis Din lo. Af mushpem piatzmo bifnei Beis Din in shalom bifnei Beis Din lo. So amr le rabbanan rav papa. The Rabbanan said back to Rav Papa, you're trying to suggest that the machlokas is not about don mina umina and don mina vuki basra. I'll prove to you it has to be about don mina umina or don mina vuki basra, because vatanan gabi pikadon, because it says when it comes to shvasa pikadon that shvasa pikadon is no heges. Ba andashim ubenashim beruchokin ubekroven biksherin ubepsulin bifnei beizdin v'shalo bifnei beizdin mipi atzmo umipi acherim einu chayiv. The Rameir says that if Shavuos HaPikadon was not you taking the Shavuot, but someone being Mashpia you, that only is going to apply in Beis Din. But whether it's Mipiatzmo or Mipiacherim, doesn't matter. If you're Kofar, you're going to be Chayiv. How do the Rabbanan know the very notion that you're chayiv when someone else is mashbiah you by Shavuos HaPikadon? Lav de gamri lameedus. It must be that we learn it from Shavuos HaEidus. Shavuos HaEidus is the only place that the Torah says explicitly that you're chayiv mipi acherim. And yet they still argue whether it should only apply in Beis Din, even outside of Beis Din. Obviously they're arguing about don mina mina or don mina vuki basra, because you can't say any sort of kal v'chomer over there. There is no kal v'chomer to say. Meaning, what we're trying to learn is that Shavuos HaPikadon is going to be chayiv mipi acherim. So you can't say kal v'chomer. Or if you chayiv mipi atzmo kal v'chomer, you chayiv mipi acherim. That's backwards. Mipi atzmo is the more obvious chiyuv. So there is no kal v'chomer. You can only derive it from Shavuos HaEidus. Oh, if you can only derive it from Shavuos HaEidus, why are they arguing if it applies outside of Beis Din? Shema mina, b'dom mina umina, pligi. It must be that they're arguing about this very issue of dom mina umina. So you see that that's the machlokas. So don't try to tell me that the machlokas is not about dom mina umina. So says Rav Papa, you're right. May I he in? You just brought a good raya that they're arguing about dom mina umina or dom mina vuki basra. Mehala kalamash mina. But you cannot tell from our original case, our original machlokas in our Mishnah about Shavuos HaEidus mipi atzmo outside of Beis Din. You cannot tell from there whether it's about domino, because that could have been about whether it's a limud from a kal v'chomer or a gzeirah shava. So that's all I was saying, that you don't have proof from to the case in our Mishnah, but in Achanami you have proof from elsewhere that they do argue about that issue. V'chayavin al zadon ha-shvua. So we said that you chayav if they're mazed about a shvua se'edus. Minani mili, how do I know that? The Tanu Rabbanan, b'kula nemar ben v'nelam, v'kan lo nemar b'v'nelam. Every other shvua, the Torah uses the word v'nelam, that at some point you forgot, you didn't realize, you didn't know. Over here, by Shavuos HaEidus, never says v'nelam. L'chayv al mezu kishokik. That's to teach us that you chayv, even if nothing was forgotten, you knew exactly what you were doing, you were absolutely mazed. Val shigasim zadon ha'edus. You're also chayv if you're shogeg, but you were zadon about the edus, which means, so Gemara asks, what does it mean? Hechidami shigasim zadon ha'edus. What does it mean you're shogeg about it, but you were mazed about the edus? Amr vidom rav, ba omr yodea ni sheshvua zu asura, avalein yodeim chayv mela karbonim lo. You say that I know that I'm lying. I know that it's usher to swear that I don't know testimony when I do know testimony. I just didn't know that I was chayiv a carbon for that. I had no idea that I'm chayiv some sort of carbon for it. So that's zadon ha'edus, even though it's shogeg on the notion of shvuas ha'edus. Vein chayav al shigasa gredisa. But you're not going to be chayiv when it's pure shogeg, when it's absolute shogeg, you're not going to be chayiv. So lema tanina l'dravkana l'dravasi. So this seems to be a beferish of Mishnah that would have dealt with the issue that Rav Kana and Ravasi faced that we had before. We had a discussion a couple of days ago. Rav Kana and Ravasi were learning by Rav, and they were chazering over Shir together, and they got into an argument. What did Rav say? So Rav Kana said he said this way, Ravasi said he said that way, and each one swore that that they were correct in what Rav said. And then they went to Rav and they asked him, and Rav said, oh, you're correct and you're incorrect. So the one who was incorrect said, oh no, did I just say, am I chayiv for saying a shvua that was incorrect? So he says, nah, you were a shogeg, you were total ones. It was you didn't realize, you really thought what you were telling was the truth. So don't you see it from our Mishnah? That ain't chayiv no shigasa gredasa? How did they not know this? They had to go to Rav to come to that conclusion that the nachayiv is beferish of the Mishnah. Says Marlah, afagav de tanan itzrich. Even though it's in the Mishnah, they still needed Rav. Because I would have thought that that's only a din in Shavuos HaEdus, because it doesn't say vinelam. So I might have said, yeah, that's where if you're shogeg, then you're not going to be chayiv av hasim dechsi vinelam afilu shigasa kol dehu. But by the other types of shvua, I would think that no matter how much it's not your fault, no matter how much of an onus it is, the whole chiv is only when it's shogeg by all the other types of shvua. So I would have thought that even if it's a super intense shogeg where it wasn't your fault at all, I might have thought that you're going to be chayiv in that case. So kamash milan, that's why it comes to tell me that you're not going to be chayiv. That's why Rav had to tell him that you're not going to be chayiv in such a case. Okay, so the next mission is going to deal with some of the details of Shavuos HaEdus. When are you chayiv multiple times for multiple denials of Edus, and when are you chayiv only once? So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.